to be a part of God's family, because I knew that God loved me for who I was, and it didn't matter what I did, and it didn't matter that I had done something wrong the day before or that morning, that God just loved me unconditionally, and I wanted to have that in my life. And so I asked someone about him, and they explained to me that when you become part of God's family, you have to confess your sin. You know, and we all sin. The Bible is very clear, and you know, I was reading very well when I was 5, so I started reading the Bible, and the Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You know, even as a 5-year-old, I knew that I did wrong things. I told lies. I was mean to my brother, but there was so much hope in the fact that if we confess our sins, then God is faithful and just, and he's willing and eager to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us and to make us brand new. And when we become part of God's family, his son Jesus steps in for us. And Jesus is this perfect man. He was God and he was man all in one. And he lived this perfect life. And he stands in our place. You know, when as a parent, when we discipline our kids, we stand them in front of us and we, you know, tell them what they did wrong and we give out the punishment. And, you know, and I learned that Jesus takes my place. You know, it doesn't matter what I've done. He's taken my place. And so as a 5-year-old, it just really molded the whole rest of my life. And it meant so much to me to know that Jesus was despised and he was rejected by men. But then also God is the father to the fatherless. God gives us peace that passes all understanding. So no matter what our trials are, no matter what we go through in life, because believe me, my life has been a cakewalk compared to a lot of people's lives, you know. You can have a really great life, and you still need God in your life. You need him to be your father because of his love and because of his forgiveness, and yes, ultimately because of heaven. You know, we have that promise of heaven and being to stay with him, as opposed to being in hell where you're tormented all of eternity. But, you know, he just fills us with peace, and he gives us so many things. He's our comforter. He's our provider. He's our redeemer. He offers unconditional love and unconditional forgiveness. You know, when we come before him and we say, you know, I overspent this week in our budget, and I put us into debt this week, or I was harsh to my children and I yelled at them when I shouldn't have. You know, they didn't do anything wrong. I just reacted wrongly. Or I told a lie to someone. You know, when we come before the Lord and we tell him these things, he forgives us and it's gone. He doesn't hold a grudge. It's just gone. It's just molded my life. I just am so thankful for his forgiveness and for his love and for helping me to see that it doesn't matter what we do. You know, it's a free gift. There's nothing that we can do that's going to make God love us more or love us less. He just loves us unconditionally, and he wants us to be a part of his family.